Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We bring the chapter on showing shafqat, rahmat, mercy, honoring a fellow Muslim brother. And under this chapter at the moment we're reading those ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he personally desired to do something. But to make it easy on the ummah, to make it easy for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes leave out that action so that he could make riayat, he could take into consideration the ummah, his ummah, people like us. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuously making riayat and considering. So consideration was part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ahadith we are doing, to show that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes even leave out good actions, that actions that are commendable, so that it doesn't become faraz, so that it doesn't become difficult by him doing those actions, doesn't become difficult, make it difficult for anybody else. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat nahahum an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam 'anil wisali rahmatan lahum faqalu innaka tuwasilu qala inni lastu ka hay'atikum inni abaytu yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini muttafaqun alayh. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited them from wisal. Wisal war. Waw, Sod, Alif, Lam, Wisol. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited them from Wisol out of mercy for them. What is Wisol? Wisol means to continuously fast without taking any seri, without taking any iftar. In other words, fast for a few days continuously. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would prevent them. He himself would keep this Wisol. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would sometimes fast like this, sometimes. He would fast like this continuously. Ulama give a few explanations why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this, or how he managed to do this. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the ummah from doing this. Why? Because the person will get very weak, he'll get very tired. Now in him doing this, it will prevent him now from doing other actions that he's supposed to be doing. Other things that he's supposed to be doing, those things that are faraz, etc. He'll leave those things out now because of this continuous fasting that he's doing. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from wisal out of mercy for them. The Sahaba said, but you observe wisal. In other words, they're asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see you doing this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I am not like you. I spend the night while my sustainer provides for me wood, food and drink. But I spend the night while Allah ta'ala is providing for me wood, food and drink. So ulama explained that what is meant by this? One explanation that is given is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will satiate him, Allah ta'ala would satiate him from his side, without food and without drink. This was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other explanation that is given is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala made it such that he didn't need food for his strength. Not that Allah ta'ala was given, he didn't need food for his strength. Allah Ta'ala had given him natural strength, that he didn't even need food, etc. for his strength. That's the second explanation. Third explanation ulama would give is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's focus and love on Allah, that this even averted him from the need of food. Such tawajjuh and focus he had on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now he didn't even require food. So this is some explanations that ulama give why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll do one more hadith and then we'll give a small explanation. And Abi Qatada al-Harith ibn Rabi' radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inni la qum ila salati wa uridu an utawwila fiha fa asma'u buka' as-sabi fa atajawwazu fi salati karahiyata an ashqa ala ummihi. Abu Qatada al-Harith ibn Rabi' radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I stand up to perform the salah with the intention of prolonging it. In other words, I stand up to perform the salah as the imam with the intention of reading a little bit of a long salah, prolonging it. But then I hear the crying of a child, so I shorten my salah, not wanting to cause any anxiety to the child's mother. I don't want to prolong it, that the child's mother is there, and now she's becoming anxious. So to make it easy for the mother, I shorten my salah. So here again, this shows the riayat and the care that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have, not to cause the taklif to the mother, despite him personally wanting to recite long salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shorten his salah. So from this here we learn that ulama explained that how much more careful, if these are in acts of goodness, acts of virtue, that to curtail, imagine in just general acts how good it is to be courteous. Person uses the toilet, he's courteous, he walks out, he leaves the toilet in a better condition than he found it. Like that, a person goes to the masjid and he comes in, the space that he's using, he sees maybe there's some dirt there, there's some dust there, he picks it up, throws it away, he leaves it in a better condition. All this is part of courtesy shown to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned yesterday, sometimes a person may not be parking properly, or sometimes he's feeling hot, other people are feeling cold, never mind, he will sacrifice insisting that the fans be on to cater for those people. Or those people that are feeling cold, they won't insist that the air condition must be off. They'll wear jackets and they'll wear socks and they'll wear something warm and they'll come so that they won't inconvenience those people that feel hot. So later, these are general courtesies all taught to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday one person asked the question, we were explaining about the i'tikaf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Taraweeh. So asked the question that what would be the difference. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I fear that it would become, the Taraweeh would become faraz upon you. So what is the difference between now how we explain it as sunnat mu'akkada and faraz? Sunnat mu'akkada is an emphasized sunnat. In other words, the person leaves it out deliberately. He makes it a point of leaving it out continuously. He just leaves it out. The person is sinful, he gets guna for it. But there's no qaza for it. In other words, the person doesn't have to keep qaza. For example, a person is sick. A person is sick now. So now he's excused from reading the Taraweeh Salah. But the faraz Salah, he'll still have to read it. Whether he sits and he reads it, or whether he takes some assistance, or even if he has to lie on the bed, worst case scenario, lies on the bed and with ishara he reads it, but he has to read it. But those things that are sunnat muakkada, person won't have to read, he'll be excused from reading it, because he is not well, or a person is on a journey, or some other valid excuse, then he's allowed to leave it out. So there are certain exemptions, or certain things are made much more easier when something is a sunnat muakkada. Person at times allowed to leave it out. Not that the person deliberately would do it, but he is allowed to leave it out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in taking that courtesy also in mind, then one, the Taraweeh will become faraz, so it becomes extra difficult for his ummah. Imagine the person has to make qaza of Taraweeh, how difficult that will become. That when now he's better, he'll have to cover up, like how his faraz salah, when he's better, he couldn't read it for whatever reason, he was unconscious or overslept, he has to make qaza. Imagine people have to make qaza for Taraweeh, how difficult it would become. So this is part of the riayat and the courtesy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us also that courteousness and kindness. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.